It doesn't feel too good when a barb catches you in the pants. Life's the same way. You ride the fence too long, pretty soon a barb's going to catch you in the pants. But the bad thing is, it may catch you in the heart or somewhere where it really matters. Don't be double-minded. Let the believer who is lowly boast in being raised up, and the rich in being brought low, because the rich will disappear like a flower in the field, for the sun rises with a scorching heat and withers the field. Its flower falls and its beauty perishes. In the same way with the rich, in the midst of a busy life, they will wither away. Who here has a busy life? Who here's rich? Every single one of us should have our hands high. Who here is rich? Those shoulders work. It's 5 after 11. We need to eat, right? Who here is rich? Yeah. If you have a roof over your head, you're richer than, like you're in the top 5% of the entire world population, as far as richness is concerned. Busy life, rich. James says, because of the busy life will wither away. Blessed is anyone who endures temptation. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. Implanted word. Implanted word. And then we continue with our scripture today. Be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. You know, I don't know about you, but I fall in that category sometimes, don't you? We hear the reports. We know how we should eat. But you know what? When Jamie fixes fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, and peas, oh man, I wish I had three stomachs. And I eat like I do have three stomachs, right? I know what that chicken's made with. But man, it is so good. Surely I can get an amen on that one. Yeah. We know what's in that chicken these days. We have no excuse. But why do we indulge like that, whatever your weakness is with food? Because it's so good. We know we should exercise, but why don't we faithfully exercise? Because it hurts so bad. That wasn't mine. I'm not going to take that. That was somebody over here. Those of us that smoke, we know it's bad for us. So why do we continue smoking? Why? Those of us who continually drink too much know that it tears up your body. You know that it tears up your relationships. So why do we continue doing it? You see, James tells us to be doers of the word and not merely hearers. What does that look like? What does it look like to be doers of the word